Welcome to another Signal podcast. We recently spoke with Dr. Rex Horn about the class he's teaching this semester on leadership.
This is my first time to teach it, and so I'm kind of doing several things. I'm using a couple of different books. Primarily, I'm using a book by John Maxwell called Leadership Gold, and I'm not teaching it throughout that, but just some of the principles of leadership and of Christian leadership. But what I'm enjoying doing, I think the students respond well to this, is that I'm mixing in a lot of my own experience, both to illustrate some leadership principles, but also to show how I developed the principles that I try to lead by. And so I think some of the life's experiences that I've had, those kinds of things, add a little depth to the subject matter that we're dealing with. We talk about being servant leaders, and so preeminently we talk about all of this is to be in the context of Christ being the our greatest example of servant leadership, and that because of that, we do approach leadership somewhat differently than what you might see a leader is in the secular in the marketplace. Well, I think back to a seminary class that I took, and what I remember most about that was just the interaction that I had with that professor. He was very practical. He had had a lifetime of great experience and helped us as young people who were preparing for ministry to kind of learn from his journey. And so what I really hope that the students enjoy the most, because it's what I enjoy, is the interaction that we can have, and not just as president of the university, but as someone who's interested in our young men and young women, and then willing to kind of open up a little bit to show some transparency in some of my own life work that hopefully will benefit them and whatever they do and wherever they go. One thing I've always been interested in, of course, is leadership in the places the Lord has put me, has directed me. So I'm interested in leadership, and especially as a Christian, the servant leadership. And then on top of that, it being just a one-hour class, it was something that I would be able to fit into my schedule most every week. Since it is a one-hour class, you're not going to require as much work and things as you do like on a three-hour class or something. And I looked on it as a chance, really, for that dialogue. And one of the things that's most important to me as President of Ouachita is to always not only know it to be true, but to practice it, that students are the most important asset that we have here, and that I want to be involved periodically and intentionally in the lives of our students. And so this class gives me a chance to every week see about 33 young men and young women and have that time with them, and then, of course, around campus as well. You certainly can, in a one-hour class in a semester, talk about all the things that have impacted your life. But what I've tried to do is to hit some of the things that would be, in a sense, public knowledge to some of our students, that I was President Clinton's pastor and that sort of thing. And so that gives an opportunity to talk about a situation that most anybody, without regard to their political views or even their views of President Clinton, are interested when you're talking about a president of the United States, or you knew the person, or you were the person's pastor, and how did you handle certain things and why. And that gives chances for leadership. Last week we talked about defining moments, and certainly those years for me form a defining moment in my life. So what I try to do is to think through my life, both where I am at present, but also things that have impacted me through the years, and especially how it caused me to form certain principles that I try to live by, or certain leadership principles that I lead by. And I think that the stories that we tell, particularly the personal stories that we tell, kind of in this situation bear out what you're trying to teach. I mean, it just illustrates it. And so I told the class I want to be, as much as I can be, transparent about some of these things, because I think we owe it to the generation coming up that if there's something to be learned from our lives, whether it's a positive or a negative, whether I made the right decision, whether I made the wrong decision, just admit that, you can learn, and it becomes then a part of your character as you think through things, and sometimes you don't have time to think through it. It comes upon you, and you have to make some decisions. And I hope this will help the young men and young women in the class. When I think about leadership, it takes different form and different shapes and forms. For instance, my wife is a leader. I observe her in a lot of different ways. I've observed her, of course, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a nurse, as one involved in the church, and she has great leadership abilities. She wouldn't be seen as often publicly as other people, but, you know, she has those qualities and she has that strength of character that makes a good leader. I look at different presidents and different statesmen. I think in terms of the reading I've done about a man like Abraham Lincoln, who was a man who had so many challenges and dark periods in his life, but yet he showed great leadership ability as he directed the country to what he believed was the right course for this nation to take. So I think you find leaders in every strata of life, and I think that when you look on a college campus, you also see leaders. And yet, what I would want people to think about is leadership, and leaders are not confined to just people that you know or just that are maybe popular on campus or hold positions that naturally you see them. But there are many people that have leadership ability that are going about it quietly, that are going about it effectively, that when we look back, when 10 years passes and we look back, you'll see them in places of leadership throughout the country and throughout the world. The beauty of that is we do emphasize the servant leadership, and those who serve so often become those who on through life are applauded for the great leadership that they've given by their example of service.